In a world where trust on store shelves is an illusion, where every whiskey release claims to be the best that's ever been, where brands have traded quality for clever marketing, one show dares to take a stand. This is Unfiltered Access, presented by Public Barrel.
Welcome to Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm your host, Dan.
Michael.
And Michael, today's a busy day. We've got joining us in the next segment and possibly segments after is going to be TJ Gamble of the Bruzel YouTube channel.
Ooh, yeah.
Probably one of the biggest influencers in all of whiskey right now, I would say.
Yeah.
And then we've got a pretty big thing to discuss. We had this weekend. Didn't get nearly as much sleep as we should have, but
no,
had a pretty good time.
No, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, hopefully, thankfully, we all had Caps Light ready for us.
The Feel Good Story of the Week, sponsored by Caps Light.
Go to capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com, and use code UNCUT30, UNCUT, and the number 30 for 30% off your order of Caps Light pregame, which we used this weekend, and it helped quite a few people feel better the next day.
Yeah, I felt awesome on Saturday when I came in to the distillery when we all kind of met. So basically, this weekend we celebrated our 1 year anniversary of Public Barrel.
Which cheers
is,
to that.
Yeah, which is the that was a nice clank. The NDP that Dan and I own. And yeah, it's been an awesome year. Feels like it's flown by pretty fast. And we got a bunch of people from all over to celebrate. And we all came together and we picked actually some whiskey, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And yeah, it was a great weekend.
Yeah, we had, I think, all in 25 to 30 people.
Yeah,
it's kind of in and out. And picked a barrel of one of our Bardstown 6040 bourbons, which we actually have in the glasses here as a blend of the samples that we pulled.
Well, yeah, you can't dump out good whiskey, man.
No, you shouldn't. And it's an opportunity for us to here enjoy it. But had a really good time. Had some pours and stuff with everybody at the house afterwards, and really just got to thank everybody for being so loyal to us and you know, then letting them get to know us a little bit personally, which I think was awesome. Everybody seemed to have a really good time. They definitely did Friday night.
Yeah,
Saturday Friday was a lot more low key.
Yes, yeah. People kind of left a little early after we did the official pick on Saturday, but I mean, I don't blame them. Some of them also had pretty long treks. So Friday was epic. We tasted through some whiskey, had a great bottle share at Dan's house, and just had some great community, because that's what whiskey does. It brings community.
Yeah, and I think it was appropriate. So we launched our first barrel for Public Barrel was that happened to be a 6040.
Beer and Loathing
Kentucky bourbon, and on our 1 year anniversary, the barrel that we pick for our 1 year anniversary barrel happens to be a 6040.
Now for the pick of the week provided by Wine Express.
Head down and see our friends at Wine Express at 202 Scuffletown Road, Simpsonville, and check out their amazing selection of single barrels. Check out their incredible allocated selection. Everything's at SRP. Great customer service experience there. They have a beer and wine bar next door that you can go and enjoy, have a pour, live music a few nights a week. They usually have a food truck. Really the best retail spirits establishment anywhere, in my opinion, but certainly in the upstate.
Yeah.
And they're sponsor of this segment, but this pick was a 60-40, which is 60% corn, 40% rye, two-grain bourbon. And it is 7 years, 8 months, and I think it was 126 proof.
Yep.
And really, really cool whiskey. It's just, it's really nice, heavily candy forward. It's very strawberry and like, you know, Jolly Rancher candy forward on the palate. And then it's got like a little bit of like that cinnamon red hot to finish. The group loosely voted on the name Honeyberry Swirl.
Yep.
And it's a cool whiskey. It really is.
Yeah. And so we're actually not drinking the single barrel. We did give everybody 200 ml samples to take, and we'll be bottling it in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, this is just a blend of the samples, and I get a little bit of everything. Just lots of fruit, lots of candy, a little bit of oak, cinnamon, pie crust, you name it.
It's great, yeah, it's good. Great flavor. That cinnamon comes in really nice and just supports the pour. I'm going to do something we never really do, which is add water to our pour. I'm wondering if it won't amplify the oak presence behind it, allow those really, really tight fatty acid esters to kind of bloom a little bit and balance some of that sweetness. But not that I recommend bottling it that way, just out of curiosity. I, you know, never really talk about it online.
Yeah.
But.
What's the verdict?
Oh, yeah, way oakier. Not in a bad way either.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's better. It's certainly different. So, it's a really cool whiskey. We own, as far as we know, we own all of it. And at least that's what we've been told, that we own all of it. And,
yeah.
And it was distilled for a major distillery out west, high up in the Rockies, or, you know, that area. And I'm from all in the intents and purposes, it sounds like they are going to start producing that mash bill for that distillery. But these are just experimental one-off barrels, and really, really cool mash bill.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of it. Even when we released Fear and Loathing, which was one of our first releases as public barrel, that was one of our favorites. So it's kind of full circle to go on the year anniversary and be like, that's the one we want to choose.
Yeah, I think so. And we, you know, we landed those barrels back into the upstate, what, maybe 6 weeks ago? A little longer, maybe. But,
and that wasn't one of the ones that we had previously either.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was one of the new barrels. But we landed those in, super excited about them, hadn't done any picks of them yet. The local group did take a sample of one of them that they really liked. And so, pretty sure they're going to take one, but it was cool to have like the first official pick on the books be the anniversary bottle.
Yeah.
And so you'll see them, the additional ones, up for sale on the website at shop.publicbarrel.com. You'll be able to go there, I would say, probably middle of July.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. I would look for them starting around the 18th of July or thereabouts.
If you listen to the show, we'll keep you posted.
We certainly will. So, shop.publicbarrel.com. Any order above $250 ships for free right to your door. You can certainly look at some of our other mash bills we have. We have some really good Texas wheated bourbon. We've got
70-21-9.
Yeah, we've got some 70-21-9 up there. We've got some 80-10-5-5 on there, some 13-year bourbon. We've got a lot of cool things up on the website, but this will certainly be one of them, and it'll draw a lot of attention with the label we chose for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll go up. Look for that at around the middle of July, and then I think retailing these barrels are going to be, what, $79?
Yeah, it's about fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's $10 per year of aging at cash strength, I think, should be the target for all brands, and certainly we're no exception to that. Being able to release whiskey that cool with that kind of an oddball mash bill with the same standard that you would choose for an MGP or Barton product, I think is a testament to, one, that we were able to buy them right, but two, that, you know, our partnership there at Sugar Tits just really, really advantageous for everybody.
Yeah.
And I know Bob likes the attention.
He does, yeah. He also has some bottles in his gift shop, so if you're local to the upstate of South Carolina, stop into Sugar Tit Moonshine in historic Reedville, say hi to Bob. Maybe we'll be there bottling and pick up some whiskey, pick up some moonshine, and yeah.
Yeah, find us on Facebook, Instagram, at Public Barrel. You can email us any questions at info@publicbarrel.com. And after this break, we'll be on with the one and only TJ Gamble of Bruzel, so stay tuned.
Wine Express in Five Forks has the upstate's largest selection of whiskey. From craft to ultra-rare to an unrivaled selection of exclusive single barrels, including many from the hosts of Unfiltered Access. If you're looking for that hard-to-get allocated release, they have that too. And every point you spend adds up to reward your loyalty. If it's available in South Carolina, you'll find it at Wine Express Five Forks.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Michael.
And Michael, right now, on the line, we have the one and only TJ Gamble of Bruzel.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just thrilled to have him on, so welcome, Bruzel.
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
Hey, TJ, if you wouldn't mind, we can just go ahead and launch into it. If you want to let us know how you got started with the Bruzel channel, and then also go into what you're talking about with the distillery, I'm going to let you kind of take it away. We'll ask some questions as we get some.
That sounds good. Yeah, it's dumb luck, I guess. We used to do some content for work. I own an e-commerce agency, and it was a lot of just sitting down and drinking some whiskey and live streaming. Ended up with a decent selection of whiskey. The pandemic hit, and you know, I found a few car projects, and as soon as those projects were done, I was bored, and we had a decent whiskey selection, so started playing around with TikTok a little bit, putting out content, and you know, after a few weeks, it seemed like every video was going viral, and just leaned into it and kept putting out content and trying to figure out how to turn it into a business to support itself.
It's awesome. So how long have you started doing long form, or when did you start doing long form videos rather than short term TikTok stuff?
Well, you know, owning another business, I don't have a lot of time to create all the content and edit. So you have to hire editors, which can be expensive. So we had to very early figure out how to generate some revenue from it. And at the time, short form videos just weren't doing it. And so we almost immediately, at least within 3 or 4 months, started playing around with long form videos, pushing those, you know, growing, just trying to learn from every video. And then after probably 6 or 7 months, hit our first bourbon hunt, which was our biggest video, where we just go out, go to a city I've never been to, walk into liquor stores, and kind of figure out what the bourbon scene is like there. And started filming those types of videos, and you know, obviously found very early that we were onto something.
Yeah, I think I probably was probably, I guess, aware of you sometime around 2022, 2023. Not really, it wasn't into the TikTok scene at the time, and still not really. But yeah, I remember watching these bourbon hunt videos come up all the time in my feed, and I'm like, what is going on? Why would somebody watch this? And so then I started watching. I was like, oh, this is actually kind of entertaining in some masochistic way. It's actually like an enjoyable process.
Do you?
Well, we found, you know, with that audience, you know, that enjoys those, like, we really focus on the people, trying to find local distilleries. Whiskey is still very much regional in the United States, especially, you know, if you're not a mainstream big producer. And so everywhere is a little different. So it's just kind of fun to be able to show the, you know, the interesting people, the interesting brands in those areas. And it's always a little different from where you live and what you're used to. And so we found a really solid audience for that content.
Hey, this is Mike. I've got a question for you. So what city or region do you like to travel and hunt the most?
They're all fun. We've really pushed toward new locations. We're trying to hit all 50 states. So we've bourbon hunted in 48 states, almost all of them on camera. Some are state-run systems. They don't let us film. But really, it's just always something new. We always find someone interesting. And I like areas where they have a lot of independent stores, not as many chains. And so even though we don't find as many rare bottles, I really like the smaller states where lots of times the owner of the store is sitting there. You can talk to them, have a good business conversation about how the store is doing. And they're also, you know, very passionate about what they're doing. And that's a lot more fun to me than going to a place that has a bunch of large chains.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And honestly, you can, it works on both levels. I can imagine it'd be really intriguing for people that don't have a lot of really great options near them as far as retail goes. And then for the people that do, it's a good reminder of how blessed we are when we've got stores that have 18,000 SKUs and it's on the shelf all the time. But it's always really intriguing. So you rolled these hunt videos into, you know, obviously you were doing reviews and content of, you know, just whiskey related content. What made you decide to try to start Oak Bowery?
Insanity, probably. I don't advise it. I am unfortunately dumb enough to try to start a distillery at this point. It still doesn't make financial sense. I will invest more money than I can figure out how to come up with to get this distillery off the ground, and it'll still be cheaper for me to pay someone else to make the whiskey. And but I'm curious how things work. We want to try to do something truly unique and interesting that is not out there. We want to show that high quality mainstream bourbon can be made somewhere outside of Kentucky, Tennessee, and Indiana. And the only way for us to truly control the entire process, the entire supply chain, is for us to make it ourselves. And we've got a long road to hoe to get there. We've got a lot of work to do. We are making some big strides, but it's like, people don't realize how insurmountable that mountain is to get a distillery that produces any sort of quantities off the ground.
Yeah, we're talking with TJ Gamble of the Bruisel Channel and Oak Bowery Distillery, and you had just released your first blend, and we'll get into that in a moment. But on the property there in Opelika, Alabama, that you're building out, how many barrels do you think that you guys will be able to maintain when you guys are running at 100%?
We bought a distillery out of Kansas that had closed down, and so we have their still. It's a 2,000-liter hybrid column pot. It'll make, on a good day, about a barrel a day. And there are ways to speed that up, you know, get a stripping still that does the first pass, not to get, you know, too nerdy and technical. At most, if we were just pushing to maximum capacity, we could probably make 5 or 6 barrels of whiskey a day if we really, really wanted to. And honestly, that's better equipment than I deserve at this point. We've got a lot of skills to bridge and learn before we deserve to have anything that puts out more whiskey than that.
Yeah, I think, that's a lot of whiskey. You think, oh, one barrel a day, that's not a ton. No, that's a lot of whiskey. That's 240 bottles a day. If you're selling that many every single day, once you're up and fully running, you probably got more business than you normally would be able to handle out of a building that size. Are you looking at doing any distribution or selling it all on site?
Well, right now we have distribution in Texas. It is for sale online, and the retail partner we work with out there will ship to most states, you know, well on into the 40 something states. And that's shipping alcohol is a constant evolving battle, so that's always changing a little bit. But we're working on distribution in Texas. Once we have our local license, we have our federal license. Once we have our state license, it'll be for sale in Alabama. And then we'll start expanding throughout the Southeast to start with. But for now, we don't have a lot of whiskey. We need to buy barrels. We need capital. And we're, you know, trying to do it in a way that gives us the most margin on the whiskey we're able to afford.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. We are talking right now, Michael and I, with TJ Gamble of Bruisel. And you were just wrapping up the last segment talking to us about how you're going to handle distribution. Right now you've got some in Texas, looking at bringing Alabama on board once you start producing some whiskey there. What are your next steps, you think, for the to get the distillery up and rolling? I know you're right now kind of in funding phase, but what are your next steps, you think?
Well, the first goal is to get our facility to where we can house barrels, bottle, and blend there, and maybe start distilling in small batches. We have some small pilot equipment that'll make, you know, a barrel a week instead of a barrel a day, and start just learning and figuring out what we want to do, our flavor profiles, doing a lot of finished experiments and things. And so the building is pretty close to that We are just waiting on the feds to make some updates to our license so that the state of Alabama will give us our state license and we could be rocking and rolling. I'm really hoping within the next couple of months we have a license and we're able to actually start bottling and putting out whiskey ourselves and building for the future.
Oh, so you're going to start planning on landing in barrels here soon for your own in-house blends within the next couple months?
I certainly hope so. We don't own a ton of whiskey right now, you know, 30, 40 barrels. We want to have those on site where we can actually manage them and do things with them. We hope that that happens at some point this summer. You never know. It took me 7 days to get a federal DSP, but I've been waiting a month for them to just make a small change to the address on it. So
wow.
The state will give me a license. So you just never know. You just have to kind of wait. You're at their mercy, at their pace. And then we, you know, go to the state, then we have to go through city. And so it's going to take a little while, but my expectation is that some point in Q3 this year, we will have a full license to start sourcing in, making a little bit of whiskey to help, as I mentioned, kind of fund finishing the build and getting the big equipment set up so we could start making it at scale.
Yeah, I think Michael and I all agree that it's shocking what the government can and can't do to speed things along or hold things up.
Just wait till it shuts down.
Yeah. Yeah, if I can make a recommendation from the get-go, as soon as you got that DSP ready to take TTB labels against it, start submitting all your labels, because as soon as it shuts down, it'll shut down everything just because you can't make a sticker. It's a nightmare.
I understand completely. It feels like it's shut down right now.
Yeah, so I don't know about, so for Alabama, you'd think that with it being a control state, is that easier or harder to get your brand going in Alabama?
It's harder if you're not from Alabama. It's easier if you're here.
Okay, makes sense. So you're going to start rolling in barrels here in the next few months, you know, Lord willing, the creek don't rise, all things go right. What's the next step in the Bruzel channel, and how are you going to integrate the two into a cohesive unit for you?
Well, we're already probably one of, if not the largest whiskey focused media companies on the planet, if you're just judging by eyeballs. We have several initiatives. We're going to be doing more distillery content that'll probably live on a different channel. We got a lot of written content we're starting to put out. Like, we're expanding into several different directions, several different channels. We have two YouTube channels now that are, you know, doing millions of views a month each. And so it's just continue to kind of branch it out. With content, you want it siloed to where everything you put in a particular channel, the entire audience is interested in that thing. You know, you don't want to talk about cars one day and whiskey the next, or distillery content one day and bourbon hunting the next. So we'll just start segmenting some of that content into its own channels so that we can do more distillery updates. We want to bring people along. Like, our audience has been very supportive, and we wouldn't be here without them, and we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing without their continued support. So we want to continue to put out that content for folks that want to follow that.
How long does it normally take you? Because you said you've got people doing your editing, and I would imagine you'd have to at this point, because that'll take up a full-time job right there. How long does it take from the moment you make a video? Do you typically have it up and online and ready to go?
Well, we don't like to be in a hurry. If it's bourbon hunting, the only way the bourbon hunts work at this point is to batch them, to road trip, to film a bunch of them. And that gives me time to be home for weeks, sometimes a month or two, to work on distillery projects and other things. And so if we're on a bourbon hunting road trip, I may film 1 week and that video come out the following week. But by the time we're at the end of that road trip, we may be a couple of months before that video comes out. And then there's a few things we do, like a little promo thing we do with Old Dominic, the Rooster Run. We try to release those much faster. But again, it's still, you know, those are filmed in batches, and the first ones come out a few days after we film it. The last ones come out a couple of weeks after we film it.
Okay. Yeah. So it buys you a nice time to be able to get things straightened up at the home front too. That makes sense.
Well, believe it or not, I can't be in a different state bourbon hunting every single Friday.
How often do you release videos?
We are releasing a bourbon hunt literally every Friday. We do distillery content and other things randomly on Tuesdays typically. So those are a little sporadic, but as there's more activity going on at the distillery, they're becoming much more regular. Okay. And then the other mixed channel is once a week as well. We drop those on Saturday.
Awesome.
And then shorts every day.
Man, that's a bunch of content. How many viewers do you get on a daily basis? How many subscribers do you have?
The main channel has, I think, around 850,000 subscribers. We're not pushing for, like, long-form views. It does 1.5 million long-form views a month. Shorts views, when we were doing produced shorts and really pushing for views, we were doing about 30 million views on shorts a month. We've dialed that back. We're much more focused on the community building aspect and all of these other projects. So our shorts are they're not produced for shorts. They're clipped from other things we're doing. And those will do, 5 million views or so a month on those types of shorts. And then the mixed channel, the one that's more about cocktails and things like that, RTDs, that one is doing, 1.2 million long-form views a month right now.
Wow.
From a metrics point of view, what would you say typically is like your highest viewed type of videos? Is it like the hunting videos when you go on site to a distillery, mixology videos?
Yeah, so the mixed up channel has more potential for views. So when you go viral over there, those could go bigger because it's more broadly appealing. You have to be kind of into bourbon or into whiskey to watch the main channel, the Bruzel channel. And so, but on the Bruzel channel, the bourbon hunts are consistently our most viewed videos. But every once in a while, if you get a distillery feature just right, those videos are more broadly appealing and tend to take off. So we've got a few of those that are, up close to 1 million views, maybe over 1 million views at this point. I mean, those would be the cream of the crop. If I could just do one thing, it would be million view distillery features, because those do the most good. Those really help those brands. And there are a lot of distilleries that are struggling right now that can't figure out marketing, can't find market share, and they've got fantastic whiskey and awesome people. And those videos really make a difference. So that's what I would love to do. But we just haven't figured out how to make every one of them 1 million views at this point.
Yeah, I told you yesterday that your video with Gary Heingartner from Wood Hat was what inspired me to fly out to Missouri and actually go pick those barrels.
In the middle of winter.
Yeah, in the middle of winter, which I didn't realize Missouri got that cold. But, it was phenomenal, and that's why we did it. And then we're actually going to Crittenden at the beginning of August, and I know you helped put him on the map as well, so it doesn't shock me that those are your most productive videos that you guys do.
Love those. Just have to figure out how to make all distillery updates that interesting. Just so happens those two are two of the bigger ones, but they're also two of the most interesting characters that we featured on the channel, and so it really is about just finding the right characters.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. The what was I going to say? You were looking at me. You knew.
What?
No, I was going to ask you had mentioned yesterday when we were chatting that your Patreon's pretty productive too. Do you want to give a pitch on how people can find you on Patreon?
Sure. It's patreon.com/Bruzel, BREWZLE. You can find us almost everywhere on Bruzel, on pretty much every social platform except for TikTok, because TikTok doesn't really like alcohol content anymore. But over there, the patron, our Bruzel Club, we go out and we source and find a lot of different whiskeys that are regional and try to do barrel picks and different things and use the Bruzel Club to get folks access to those. So we've built a community of people who are enthusiastic about whiskey, especially about craft whiskey and supporting small
brands. Awesome. We're up against a hard break, so we'll be right back after this.
Wine Express in Five Forks has the upstate's largest selection of whiskey. From craft to ultra rare to an unrivaled selection of exclusive single barrels, including many from the hosts of Unfiltered Access. If you're looking for that hard to get allocated release, they have that too. And every point you spend adds up to reward your loyalty. If it's available in South Carolina, you'll find it at Wine Express Five Forks.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
All right, welcome back to Unfiltered Access. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Michael.
And we're going to continue our conversation with TJ of Bruzel. You can find him on YouTube at Bruzel and probably every major social media platform and Patreon/Bruzel.
Yep.
TJ, you were talking to us about your, at the end of the segment, about your Patreon. What are your next, what's your like next stages there for your subscription? What do you hope to be able to provide for your subscribers here in the months and years upcoming?
Yeah, like I was saying, we find people that are passionate about whiskey and we try to find interesting whiskey for them. Having the distillery, having our own place is going to allow us to do a lot of experiments and feed it to the club and give them access to, and get them more involved in the process of making whiskey and voting on different things that we're doing and, you know, helping us work through and learn. So it's really just a place where we kind of learn and explore together. And so the future is just us leaning into that, continuing to find small distilleries. There's so many great small distilleries out there, and many of them are just getting to where their whiskey's old enough and it's really good. And every time I think I know of every distillery that's making great whiskey, somebody new pops up. So it's just continuing to look for those folks and try to provide access to that to the club.
Nice. Yeah, we had we've actually, when you came up to the Upstate and went through some barrels, we've actually got two of them, I think, dropping this month, if I'm not mistaken, in your I don't know if you do it through your Patreon or how you handle the drops of those specific single barrels, but we've got two barrels coming to Texas for you ourselves this month. And when you do your drops and they're all fulfilled through your retail partner, your fulfillment partner in Texas, what's the expectation of somebody that's joining up if they want to get into this? What can they expect once they join as far as coming out, supporting what you're doing, purchasing your selections? And honestly, a lot of our supporters will want to log on and support us as well through that. So what's the expectation for that, and how can they get plugged in?
Yeah, when we do a release, what we do is we do it as a big event. And so we curate a lot of different barrels from a lot of different providers, usually about 2,000 bottles or so in one of these releases. And, you know, we'll go through and do tasting notes on every one of them. We'll live stream on YouTube and bring some of the distillers in to talk about the different bottles and update on what's being sold. It is kind of tiered access depending on your level in the club. And so each tier has a time. You show up. And, you know, there's certain bottles you'll have access to at those time slots. And then after everybody's had a turn, we have what we call open season, which means there are no limits, no holds barred. Go back, place another order. All your orders will be merged together and any extra shipping charges refunded. Like we try to make it as simple as possible. The technology around that is still new and developing and being pioneered, but we're investing really heavily in trying to make that a fun experience because whiskey's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, and I think for anybody listening, the one benefit that you get out of this is it costs you the same as it would cost you on the shelf at your local retailer, but you get to support very directly, even more so than what your retailer could, the brands that are participating in this, and you get to, you know, directly support TJ and what he's doing. So it's good for everybody. It keeps building the industry, which is what this show is built on, is trying to keep providing more spaces for community and more education and bring more opportunities for people to try really good whiskey at a price point that is tenable for them both long term and in the immediate. Michael, what do you think about the barrels that we went through? I think TJ's got a pretty good palate, and I wanted to get some feedback on that because I really want this to be a huge success for him as well. So those 72 13 15 double oaks.
Oh yeah.
He truly cherry picked us. So TJ, you did a good job on those.
It was one of the first barrels we made available. So
yeah, it was the first barrel. We haven't done a pick of that otherwise.
Yep.
Yeah, so really, really cool whiskey. What else you got on the horizon you'd like to chat about real quick? TJ, we got about 4 minutes.
Sure. I mean, all of our focus is just getting this distillery out. We released our Oak Bowery cask strength last week, 21 barrel blend, and it sold out in a day. So we just went and blended batch two. OakBowerySpirits.com is where that's going to drop. You can go over there and add yourself to the out-of-stock notifications if you're interested whenever that drops here in the hopefully near future. I mean, we'll see. Hopefully they can get it bottled here pretty soon. Those out-of-stock notifications will be the first people to get notified.
So OakBowerySpirits.com, that's OakSpirits.com. OakBowery,
O-A-K-B-O-W-E-R-Y. Yeah.
Okay.
OakBowerY, spirits. Spirits. You'd be surprised how many people don't know how to spell spirits.
Spirits or spits or something like that. Or another word we're not allowed to say on here.
Yeah, yeah. So OakBowerySpirits.com, and you can look for that. That is the Oak Bowery blend. And I remember you dropping that, what was that, last week on your YouTube channel? I was watching one of your episodes, and you had mentioned that it was coming. It was a distillery update. And then the next moment, yeah, I log in and it's already sold out, and I'm thinking, wow, just overwhelming support. So all that goes to support TJ's projects. One of the truly good guys in the industry. He's truly helped the common working man in the liquor and spirits industry, and one of the better people to bring people together. So if you can go check out Oak Bowery Spirits, check out Bruzel on YouTube. Check out his Patreon. Definitely support him. That goes directly, I would imagine, to him and his team. And keep an eye on Oak Bowery Spirits. Do you have a Facebook page or Instagram for Oak Bowery yet?
It's set up, but we're not posting over there yet. But content will be coming later this year on that.
Okay, awesome. Well, definitely check it out. Keep an eye out for the blend. When do you anticipate the blend coming out? The blend number two coming out.
We are still waiting on them to give us a schedule on bottling. It might be August or September, but I'm really hoping we can get it a little sooner than that.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much, TJ. We definitely appreciate you spending some time with us, and hopefully our supporters and listeners here can go and flood you with some extra love and some extra support and help you guys get that distillery rolling faster and more efficiently.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cheers. We were just talking with TJ Gamble of Bruzel, and we met TJ, what, probably 6 weeks ago?
But I think it was more than that.
No, yeah, I guess it had to have been. Jeez, man, time flies.
I think it was around St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah, I was thinking that we pulled those 60-40s in like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was probably just after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just sometime in March.
It's going to be July when this
airs. Golly, this is crazy. Yeah, time flies. But we met him, and... And just finally got that whiskey getting down on its way to Texas. I'm really excited about getting to be a part of that. The artwork that he chose is really funny. I think it's going to be cool for his group. His fulfillment director had told me that they hadn't done any custom artwork like that. And so really, really cool to be able to partner with that and be a part of it.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Whatever sets you out as a brand.
Yeah, I think it's really cool for us to be able to support him and what his mission is and bringing light and bringing attention to these smaller brands, to the people in it, the people that otherwise wouldn't have an idea or maybe even have the income to pull the trigger on some of these things and take the risk of, you know, obviously I know that if I see Eagle Rare, it's at least going to be decent on the shelf and maybe I'll drop $50 on that, but I'm not going to risk my money on a wood hat or something like that mm-hmm. I don't know, or a broad branch or... But if you get to know somebody like that that knows, that has a good palate and also knows the people involved and can introduce it to you, it just makes it that much more accessible, which is honestly what's driving this industry. And I just encourage y'all to check it out so much. Please throw them some support. If you want to support us, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Unfiltered Access or at Public Barrel. It's PublicBarrel. We'll see you next week.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
You've been listening to Unfiltered Access, brought to you by Public Barrel. For more information, visit publicbarrel.com.